This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated as the chief guest at Seychelles' 50th National Day celebrations. The occasion also showcased participation of two Indian Navy ships and a contingent of the Indian Armed Forces, reflecting the deep bonds of friendship and maritime cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, addressing a joint press conference after delegation-level talks with Seychelles President Patrick Hermini in Victoria, Mr. Modi said India envisions an Indian Ocean where maritime security is ensured alongside economic prosperity and where partnership is based not on size but on mutual respect and trust. He said India's vision is to make the Indian Ocean an ocean of opportunity.
Meri Seychelles ki yatra ka sandesh spasht hai. Bharat ऐसे हिंद महासागर की कल्पना करता है जहां समुद्री सुरक्षा के साथ आर्थिक समृद्धि भी बढ़े, जहां हमारी साझेदारी आकार नहीं आपसी सम्मान और विश्वास पर आधारित हो, और जहां हम हर देश के पास पास नहीं साथ साथ चलें.
The two countries also exchanged several agreements in a range of fields including agriculture, finance, space and health. On the occasion, PM Modi was conferred with the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, Seychelles' highest distinction for leadership in environmental conservation and sustainable development. Later in the day, PM Modi addressed the National Assembly of Seychelles. Mr. Modi reached Victoria on Saturday on a three-day visit to the East African island nation. On the sidelines of the Seychelles visit, PM Modi met with Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Navin Chandra Ramgoolam. The two leaders discussed the ongoing cooperation between India and Mauritius. They also reviewed the progress made in the implementation of the special economic package extended by India. Both leaders reaffirmed the significance of the India-Mauritius enhanced strategic partnership under India's vision Mahasagar and neighborhood-first policy and their shared commitment to the Global South. India categorically rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding the recent incident in Karachi and termed them as baseless. In response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said that instead of pointing fingers at others, Pakistan should look inwards and take credible action against the terror infrastructure on its territory. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch the Samagra Shishu Bal Swastha Karyakram during the 16th conference of the Central Council of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that it will carry forward the vision of Pehle Teen Saal Sampurna Dekhbhal, recognizing the critical importance of the first 3 years of life for child survival, growth, nutrition and early brain development. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is leading a high-level Indian business delegation to Athens in Greece after concluding his visit to the United Kingdom, with a focus on strengthening trade, investment and strategic economic cooperation. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that during the visit to Greece, the delegation will participate in presentations and startup pitches at the Athens Startup Business Incubator. In Assam, the flood situation in Dhemaji has worsened following days of heavy rainfall in the district and neighboring Arunachal Pradesh. The raging flood waters of the Simon River have washed away a portion of a crucial railway bridge, entirely cutting off rail connectivity in the area and bringing train services to a complete standstill. State Disaster Response Forces carrying out rescue operations in Ujjalpur village under the Dimao Panchayat, where the 60 stranded families are being evacuated. CM Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma stated that the situation is being closely monitored. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team defeated England 3-2 in the penalty shootout after a hard-fought 0-0 draw in the reverse fixture at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. The win marked India's last FIH Hockey Pro League fixture before the Hockey World Cup, providing the team with a timely confidence boost ahead of the marquee tournament. The knockout stage of the FIFA World Cup begins with South Africa taking on Canada in the opening round of 32 match at Los Angeles in the United States. Following the conclusion of the group stage, 32 teams have advanced to the knockout phase. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for today. The Met Department also predicted heat wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.